Well, it's time for today's AM Minnesota program. Fortunately, a little bit of class in the studio again this morning. Megan from Millersburg Construction.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, you better be careful with that giggle, because Carrie with the Emeralds has already been branded the Giggler. That's her nickname.
No.
So I'm going to have to think of an appropriate name for you. You know what I would say? It's dangerous throwing that guy on the radio. You get branded.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you'll have to come up with my brand, Jerry.
Yeah, Millersburg Construction. Great to have Megan in studio. And you can talk a little more at length about the special crew that you have at Millersburg Construction.
I would love to. So a little bit about Millersburg Construction. They are located in Northfield, Minnesota, but
they're located all over southern and southeastern Minnesota.
You are correct.
Say that again. I don't hear that real often.
Northfield?
No, Jerry
was
right.
You're correct. Jerry, you're correct. We do serve the entire southern Minnesota region for exterior construction needs, whether it be roofing, siding, windows, gutters, if it is storm restoration, or if it is just a general, you're looking to revamp the exterior of your home. It doesn't all have to be storm damage related. We can help our homeowners and our business owners with both. So we do also serve residential clients that are homeowners or commercial clients, whether you're a building owner, a property manager, HOA, all of the above. We love to help, really emphasize helping in that southern Minnesota region, really focusing on keeping things local, build local, or trust local, build strong is our motto for this year. So
the kids, you always hear about the storm chasers.
Yes.
You know, some crew from Texas comes up because there was a big thunderstorm,
absolutely,
wind and hail, and they come in and, boy, I'd much rather do business with someone that's been here for forever. And your reputation is on the line with every customer.
Yes, thank you. I actually have a great example of that I wasn't thinking of bringing up today. But so,
good job, Jerry.
Yes, good job, Jerry. 3 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Eau Claire, Wisconsin got hit with ginormous hail. I'm not sure if people know about that. Up to 4 inches in that area.
Ouch
is right. And according to other local companies, some of our suppliers, a lot of the Minnesota contractors all fled to Eau Claire, Wisconsin to handle those storms, but not us. We made the decision. That's not what we do. We're not going to leave an up and pack and run to wherever the storm is. Our business is here.
I'm going to take care of the customers.
We're
going to
take care of
area.
Our people here. Yes, absolutely. Especially when you do get caught up in running around like that, then you're stuck in that area for a while. If there's any callbacks or anything like that, it's going to be hard for those local contractors to serve both areas, right? And so we really try to stay in our lane and really emphasize serving that southern Minnesota area. So we are here, even though there is hail outside of our service area around us, we are sticking here, and we are here for whatever our homeowners need.
All right. Now, some people say I'm special. I'm not quite sure if that's in a good way or a bad way. But like, we ended up moving to the very southern metro. So if we had a big hailstorm, you'd come up
absolutely
and help somebody that's kind of connected and local.
Oh, for sure. Yes, we do touch a little bit of the south metro, especially being on the northern side of Northfield. We definitely go up into your Farmingtons, your Lakevilles. Yes, absolutely. Some of that south metro. We not too much about the cities, but if there is a referral, if we have a client where they're like, hey, my mother-in-law, she maybe lives in this city, but I really trust you guys and I want her to go with you, absolutely, yeah, we will make an exception to serve our clients that have either moved out of the area or have referrals. We'll never turn somebody down if they want our trusted service.
Yeah, well, I see your point where all your crews and the Willies of the world you're emphasizing over here. Now you got your customer that wants a routine deck redone.
Yeah.
Or, you know, gee, it's been 14 years on the shingle, so you don't want to ignore those local
100%.
Customers.
100%. Yeah, so we have an entire retail division is what it's called. So somebody who needs work done that's not necessarily storm restoration or that's not insurance work or they just want to change the color of their siding. Or like you said, they have an old roof. There's no storm damage on it, but it's just time for that next replacement.
Before it starts leaking.
Before problems show, exactly. So we are there for those types of things as well. We are not just here for storm restoration.
But that storm restoration is a whole different deal.
It is.
When you're dealing with insurance companies. And that's when, I've said this story before, Willie was up on our roof, I think, 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the insurance commissioner and the adjuster, they really go to bat for you. And you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know what I'm looking for. And you have to have somebody local that you can trust that then goes to bat for you and points things out.
Yes, we pride ourselves on being insurance experts in that way. We have over 30 years of experience in the insurance and storm restoration side. You're right. There's a lot of things that homeowners don't know. And they don't need to know if you go with somebody who knows what they're doing, right?
You know what I always say? I don't have to know everything. I just have to know somebody that does.
Yes, I love that. I love that motto. And that's, we would love to be the somebody who does, because yeah, we are always going to bat for our clients, advocating on behalf of them, helping them just even understand their rights and things like that. So yeah, we really, really try to make sure our homeowners understand every step of the process, but that we're there to advocate for them as well.
And we haven't talked a whole lot about the commercial side, mm-hmm. and those big flat roofs. And
yes.
That's a whole nother ball game.
I would love to. Yeah. So our commercial department has truly grown the last couple of years now. So we have done a couple of downtown roofs here in Faribault, Minnesota, Northfield, Minnesota. We have a couple of big heavy hitter commercial clients that we're always doing work for. And we really assess commercial clients a little bit differently. We're not always going into every single meeting as full roof replacement, those big flat roofs, that's a big undertaking. We really emphasize helping you with any job, big or small. So even if it's just a repair, we want to be there for that repair. Maybe the roof doesn't need to be done for 3 more years. We want to be your go-to person no matter what.
Come to think of it, I think you guys fixed the roof here at KHL Studios.
We did actually do the roof here. You're right. I totally forgot about that. That was a couple of years ago now.
And we all these computers
did the roof
and
here.
Everything, it's not leaking.
No.
And it didn't leak last summer with the 30 inches of rain.
Yes, exactly. And that is another thing, too. I was thinking about that with all the rain we're getting here today, is if your roof is going to leak after a roof replacement, it's likely to happen within the first year, if not those first 60 days. You're going to notice it right away. So for anybody who has an older roof that's seeing leaking, definitely call somebody, because something else might be going on. But yeah, if they're in the instance of a roof leak, you're going to see it within that first rainfall, basically, after your roof replacement.
But if I'm wondering, if we did have a big storm, I'd much rather have Willie up there in the first, you know, month or so.
Yes.
Than when I start to see the water spot on the sheetrock on the ceiling, because now you might have additional water damage, and if it goes for a while, now you've got wood rotting and mm-hmm. the mold. It's a whole different mess.
Water damage is a huge mess. That is actually why so many people don't think about their roof, right? You see it every day, but you don't think about it. You're not on your roof every day. Until it's too late a lot of the times. And it's what's under the roof that's really important. And you're having a proper roof installed is your home's first line of defense. So you are absolutely right. If you do feel like you've maybe experienced some damage, getting an opinion. And when you go with Millersburg Construction, it's always an honest opinion. We're never going to send somebody through the ring around of filing a claim or trying to get their insurance if there's truly no damage there. So there's no harm, no foul in having us come out and just look at it and give you that first honest opinion as well.
And by the way, even though Willie's a nice guy, he can be a little bit bossy. He was there to check our roof.
Yeah.
And he sets a ladder up and he goes up there. I start climbing up too.
Yeah.
And he said, "No, Jerry, why don't you, I'll just take pictures and I'll show you. You don't need to go up here."
Amazing. Probably a little liability going on in the back of his mind as well.
And training. Keeping the homeowner off the roof.
Absolutely. That's another reason why choosing a local company is actually important, though, is we do have all of the proper liability insurances for going on your roof. All of our guys are W-2 employees. They're not 1099 employees. So all the liability Millersburg carries, whether it is for commercial or residential.
That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. We know all the local building codes. We have all the proper insurance and licensing. So yeah, having a local company is more than just trusting somebody that's nearby. It's having all those like paperworky type behind the scenes things in place to protect you as a property owner as well.
And then all the insurance things with different companies.
Yes.
You know, and even we're filing a claim with the insurance commissioner to come out. Willie gave me his cell number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to stay up to date on, and called him a couple times. He didn't answer. Within a half hour, he called back.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, we try to get back to people pretty quickly. And yes, be very
open. And he may
open.
Have been on the roof, and his training may have said, concentrate on what you're doing. You can call back when you get on the ground.
You can return phone calls when you're not on a roof.
Or hanging on the ladder.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So that there again is what makes Millersburg Construction so special.
Thanks, Jerry. Yeah, we try our best to go to bat for every single client and give them every single thing that they need and the information that they need and the honest inspection as well that they
and
deserve.
Stay up to speed on all the new materials and the new ways of doing
things.
Oh,
yes. That has been really fun, actually. This winter.
No, I call it overwhelming.
This winter leading up to this spring, and even on a rainy day like this, I bet the guys are going to be doing some training today. We've had a ton of our material reps in. We are really big on continuing education at Millersburg Construction. So you'll always, especially in the off-season, find us at conferences, having our material reps come in. So we're always trying to stay up to date on the newest products, the newest insulation tactics, like anything that we need to know, we try to be the experts in.
Well, we have to take a break for the markets. When we come back, we want to talk more about how you stay up to speed on all of the new materials in the steel roofs now versus that's why you got to know somebody.
Yes, love it.
But first, we have to take a break for the market, sponsored by the KDHL Agri-Boosters, including Craig Keller over at the Keller Insurance Agency in Nearstrand. Of course, Craig helps protect all things important to you.
Hogs are mostly higher Tuesday morning. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are up. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher. 67% of the crops good to excellent with planting and emergence both ahead of average. Crush demand continues to be strong. It's April's total for the best for the month on record. July beans are up 8.25 at 10.41 and 3/4. August is 7.5 higher at 10.34 and 3/4. July bean meal's up 30 cents at 294.20, and July bean oil's 47 points higher at 46.75. Corn's higher. The USDA's crop rating improved to 69% good to excellent, and planting is nearly complete. Forecasts do have mostly favorable development conditions on tap into mid-month. July corn's up 3.25 at 441.5, and September's 4.5 higher at 425.25. And wheat's turn lower, seeing a little bit of profit taking and pressure from a higher move in the dollar index. The spring and winter wheat condition ratings are both up on the week. July Chicago's down 1.75 at 537.25. Cotton seeing some profit taking with July down 33 points at 65.80. And on follow-through selling, July rice is down 15 at 13.22.5. Live and feeder cattle are higher. After kind of a quiet start, they move back to sharply higher, supported by cash optimism. Direct cash cattle markets remain quiet right now. August live's up 155 at 212.55. October's 145 higher at 210.65. August feeders are up $2.05 at 303.80. September feeders are $1.95 higher at 302.85. And hogs are mostly modestly higher on spread trade and the strength in cattle. July lean is up a dime at 105.07. August is 22 higher at 106.12. The Dow's up about 20 points. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
AM Minnesota on the Mighty 920 KDHL.
The market update sponsored by the KDHL Agri-Boosters, including Northland Buildings for quality post-frame construction. Find out more. Go to their website, northendbuildings.com. We will continue with today's AM Minnesota program right after this.